Welcome back.
Yeah.
Happy
sorry
2018.
About that. Yay.
Hey, should our New Year's resolution be to like record more than once every like century?
Maybe our New Year's resolution should be to not so that we actually do it.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like pretty smart.
I like your
I'm like a genius.
Yeah. I'm like, really? Are you a stable genius?
I am a stable genius right here.
I think I just got really worried. I think
sorry.
I need to go.
Oh, Rachel, I've missed you.
I missed you.
Well, actually, we saw each other.
I know. We saw each other New Year's
not
Day.
Not that much, though.
We saw each other New Year's Day, but not New Year's Eve.
Which is kind of, that's a long running
yeah.
tradition we've had of spending New Year's Eve together.
I know. So this is like our little do-over. Although
yeah.
I think we forgot the champagne and the streamers and the noisemakers. We'll just make do.
I got this. Just you wait.
So everybody, just so you know, that New Year's from 2 weeks ago, that one didn't count.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
This one is the one that
woo-hoo!
Counts. So
I've got tonic water and white wine. So we've got our champagne.
We got it.
We'll do this.
We can be our own noisemakers.
I think I am.
Yeah, I am a noisemaker.
So Rachel. I hate to start off the show with a new segment, but today warrants a new segment.
Okay.
You ready?
Lay it on me.
It's tinfoil hat time.
Tinfoil hat time.
So I need you to put on this tinfoil hat that I've made for you.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Mime's tinfoil hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does mine look? Does it fit?
Lovely.
It's on? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure it's on because the thing is when you wear it, the government can't hear you.
So is that what the whole tinfoil hat thing is?
In my mind, yeah.
Because I literally don't know what it actually means.
I think that's what
means.
It is. I think it messes up radio waves or something.
Okay.
So we'll be recording with our tinfoil hat so that the government cannot hear.
All right.
Got it?
Got it.
All right. So now
okay.
we can begin. So
okay.
today, I'm on Facebook and my friend in Hawaii posts something about what's going on in Hawaii. I checked the comments. I'm hiding under my bed. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? And then somebody posts a picture of the ballistic missile thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy crap. I told Bobby. I'm like, Bobby, this is happening. Like, I'm really scared. I went to CNN. Mm-hmm. Nothing was there. I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So then I checked. And then there was like this Twitter thing. Like, oh, it's a false alarm. I'm like, oh. And it was weird. And then it comes out 38 minutes later.
Yeah,
my friend laid under her bed with her three sick children for 38 minutes.
I have read so many online stories from people who were in Hawaii and, you know, and like the responses ranging from just sort of a shrug to like, okay, this is it. This is what's happening. We're going to be annihilated. Maybe who knows? Like, and I just can't even imagine what, because, you know, you made the point of like, you turned on the news to see what was happening, but and some of the comments I read were like, oh, I turned on the news, I didn't see anything. And I'm like, well, if a ballistic missile's heading your way, it may not make it, like, CNN might not get the scoop on that. And I knew a couple people who are, like, vacationing in Hawaii.
Oh, God.
And, like their Twitter posts were like, like, this one guy was like, go to Hawaii, they said. It'll be good for you. It'll be relaxing, they said. And I was just like, oh, dude.
That's
wow.
so sad.
I can't even imagine, like, the freakingness of it. And you know what? If that had happened 2 years ago, I don't know if anybody would have freaked out like they freak out. Like,
oh, no.
Because in this climate, this...
It could be real.
Right. That's the thing. It's like 2 years ago, you're like, yeah, hit the wrong button, you know?
Yeah. And well, and so my friend, she has, you know, three children.
That's
They're
so
all
scary.
Sick. She just was sick. And then her husband's on the mainland. So she's like... alone with her
three.
Oh,
that's
awful. And I guess they couldn't call out anywhere. They could only call in Hawaii. It just was
that's awful.
Crazy.
I can only imagine like just the sheer sort of panic or terror or just confusion. And
yeah.
That's a very long 38 minutes.
But here's why I have my tinfoil hat on.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I was waiting for this. I knew there was
that shit was real.
You do? So do you think
but something wasn't right. It can't just be human error. That is a pretty weird big human error.
Did you see the... So far what the official explanation is?
Whatever it is, come
on. No, I just want to read it to you because it's just... It's sort of... Here it is from the New York Times. Hawaii's false missile alert happened during a shift change. Quote, someone clicked the wrong thing. End quote.
So it's that easy.
Yeah, right.
To cause widespread panic,
all,
huh?
Oopsie.
Oh, I mean, if it's that easy, then we have a problem. There's an actual problem with with how we detect missiles.
So you think? Okay, let's go back a little. You think something? Tell me what you think happened.
I think there was a ballistic missile, and I think it was heading our way, maybe, and it was shot down.
Okay. Do you think there would be a way to find out whether this is true or not?
Let's put on our detective hats. Let's go find out.
Does it go on top of the tinfoil hat or underneath it?
I don't know. There are a lot of hats. Okay. I don't know, but it just is such a weird
thing.
It is
a weird
thing. It doesn't add up.
Yeah. And, okay, so the other thing is, Trump was on the golf course when this happened.
Well,
which, I mean, thank God, because he couldn't react. Or did he?
You know what? At least George W. was reading books to children when 9/11 happened.
You know? Corey and I had this long discussion about George W. Bush last night.
I know. It's pathetic. I can't believe we're in the situation where
I'm like, he was a shitty president.
Oh, God.
But
terrible.
Was he a shitty human being?
No. And you know what? I thought he was perhaps the dumbest president I could imagine having.
Right. You could not imagine the bar being set any lower.
I'm like, who could be more stupid than that?
Well, folks, the bar has now been buried underground.
I don't even think it's a pipe at this point. It's an underground pipe.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, can we take our tinfoil hats off? Oh, wait. But we have to talk about some other recent event.
Oh.
Once again, I want to tell you how I found out about this event because it's so important.
Okay.
I'm at work and I decide to go check the CNN website because I do that throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
And I see shithole on the front page of CNN. And I can't believe my eyes. I'm like, what is shithole doing in front of my face right now?
Did you think it was like a literal shithole?
I had no idea. Like, what in the world?
Wow.
And then I read through it and I still don't quite believe
it. So is your tinfoil hat still on for this?
I think so. I don't even know. I think we should probably wear the tinfoil hats at all times now. I don't know if it's safe to take them off at
any
point.
Okay. I'm just saving it some cuter ones than the ones I've got on.
We'll just have to wrap it around like
a turban?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Not yeah, like an old lady in her moo-moo turban.
Oh,
like
I'm
a little,
down. Yeah, I'm 100% here for this look. Absolutely. Mrs. Roper on steroids.
Yes, Mrs. Roper. Exactly.
Yeah, the shithole thing was I opened up Twitter and it's like I see shithole trending and I'm like, wait, what's happening?
How does that happen?
And you know, so then you have to start looking because you just see comments and then it's like, okay, now I need to go look at trending topics and see why it's trending. And then it's like, what?
Ugh.
What did he say? Well, then it went from what did he say to, of course he said that.
Well, yeah, duh.
Like that thought process was like literally like a 2 second ugh. Like. Oh, yeah. Obviously, he said that. And then he tried to deny it. Or in a tweet, it was like, I never used that vulgar language. Next thing I should start recording my meetings.
I heard you say pussy.
Yeah.
You used that language.
But Paloma, you know he's trying to say that that's not him on the tape now. A year, more than a year after it came out. And after he apologized for it on CNN or on the news, he's now... Like a month or two ago, he was trying to say that, I don't think that's me on the tape. It's like, how do you retroactively decide after you have apologized for it? How do you say it's actually not you? This term has been used about him before that, you know, that he's basically gaslighting everybody, you know, making us believe things that are not there or what. And I'm like, more and more, it's like, that is what he's doing. Like, I didn't say that. No, didn't say it. Yeah.
Okay. I
feel like the mood of the podcast just went.
I know. I went to a really dark place just now because we've talked about this before. I had an abusive boyfriend and I swear
I had an abusive boyfriend
and
too.
Did that
so
happen?
You and I have experienced a
all
lot.
All the time.
Right. Like and I don't want to go super, super dark,
either.
but for anybody who has experienced an abusive relationship, the abuser usually is really good at making you think that it's your fault or that something didn't happen the way that you remember it.
Exactly.
You know, or...
Oh, no, nothing happens because you're crazy.
Right. You imagined that or it happened a different way or sometimes it's something that happened that didn't actually happen. It's just... The abuser's really good.
Yes.
At fucking with your brain.
It's a special skill, telling you.
Which is why probably half the women in America are just simply traumatized by...
Yes!
I mean, I know that it's traumatizing to me when you hear somebody just lie, when you can see the truth, even if it's something as stupid as the inaugural crowd.
Oh my... Okay, well,
Okay,
let's talk about the Women's March,
okay.
then, because...
Deep breath.
Well, so here's the thing. I was just talking last night, which I'm going to talk about this later because I was at a book club. I'm in a new book club. And we were talking about the Women's March and how we're all going. But it's such a different feeling this year because last year it was like, yeah, we're going to change the world. Yeah. People are going to notice us. And this year it's just like, I'm going because I have to. Like this, it's not going to do anything. We wrote letters. We sent postcards. We made calls. Nothing has done anything.
I'm eager to do the Women's March because if anything, it's like, I hope it's like a release of energy because I feel like I feel like I'm a steam valve, like ready to explode, you know, just like, I mean, I did make it through 2017 without dying from that rage induced stroke, but however, I'm not so sure about 2018 and we're only 13 days in.
Yeah.
So, but I agree with you. It's like the Women's March last year, we were also, well, I would say we were all traumatized by the election, in shock, galvanized, angry, just like, yeah, we're going to make these changes. We're calling our senators.
This won't stand.
You know, and I'll say this, I feel like we've done that all year. Like,
yes.
We've called senators, we've sent letters, we've, you know, been very vocal and taken action where we can, you know, and it's like,
we've done all the things they tell you to do.
Right. And it's like, okay, here we are again. We have another, at least another 3 years of this shit, theoretically. And I'm still angry, but I feel beat down and exhausted.
Yes.
And so I think that the vibe is going to be different, but I think it's still crucial because we're still here. We're not giving up. We'll spend the next year continuing to.
Still resentful that he used a crowd size from the Women's March to describe his inauguration.
What did he say? I don't know if I remember that.
He took the picture. Remember that he posted a picture of the Women's March and said that that was his inaugural crowd.
Oh, was that the picture that I don't know if I knew that?
Yeah.
There's too
maybe, you know what? So much has happened. I don't even know if I'm telling you the right thing.
There's too much to know.
I could be lying because
brain
I don't know.
I mean, the last year I think has turned. Oh my God, I just realized I have Trump brain.
Oh no.
You know, it's like
I thought pregnancy brain was bad.
Well, okay, there's like pregnancy brain, there's like menopause brain, there's like, you know, just being senile brain, but I think I have
Trump is the worst.
I feel like I have Trump brain where I'm just like, I don't know if this is real anymore.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters, but everything matters. And it's really crucial. And oh my God, is that a missile that's heading
towards
Hawaii? And oh my God, what is trending on Twitter? Oh my God. And like, what argument, political argument is happening on Facebook? And oh my God, what fucking policy is he overturning now? Because it's relentless.
Yes,
it's relentless. Because just yesterday I thought we were still talking about shithole, and now on Twitter it's trending about his the woman he supposedly paid off, the porn star.
Of course.
It's like, it never ends.
Well, why would we not be talking about a porn star right now?
I feel like we should have been talking about the porn star. Like, I felt like in the Trump game that would have come a lot sooner.
I know. Yeah. Okay, anyway, the point is That's too much for us.
Okay.
We can't handle that.
I got Trump brain. Okay.
So you know that I go to Fox News and I read the comments. Right. You know that that's...
I know that's your thing.
It's terrible. And it's actually like hurting me inside. But, you know, that it's always been... The argument is that Obama ignited race wars and he's the reason why race relations are the way that they are right now.
That argument.
And so I'm always like, okay, you know, I fight that argument as much as I can, but I've come to the point where I'm like, you know what? Yeah, he did, because every racist asshole in the United States got so angry, they lost their shit.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
Barack Obama ignited race wars.
Because we had a black president who one time wore a tan suit
and because he was intelligent and probably, like, I was going to say well-spoken, but that doesn't do him justice. He was, like, the most...
He's a great, like,
he's an orator.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you listen to his speeches, it's like, I remember listening to his speeches during the election, during 2016, like, during the convention. And I was like, I just want an album of his speeches to, like, put on when I, you know, work out or something.
Because everything makes sense.
Yeah.
He sounds good saying it.
Yeah.
Like... It's well thought out. Yeah. He's historically accurate.
Yeah.
That's actually the first thing.
I mean, the difference, obviously, between him and the current president is just outstanding. But yeah, I can see. It's like, if you're racist, obviously you were threatened by...
Well, because that's the other thing I've said. I'm like, Bobby, I don't think that any Republican could feel the way we feel right now. Like, there's no way that they felt that way under Barack Obama. Bobby's like, if you're a racist, yes,
you
actually did. You felt that bad. And I guess he's
right. They felt that deep... hurt, clawing at the chest, like unable to breathe, like
You know what? If you hate black people that much, yes. Absolutely. Because you know what? We hate stupid people that much, and that's why we feel the way we do.
True. Okay. Oh, you know what?
They hate black people you as much as we hate stupid wow. people.
What a world to live in.
I know. I hate that what I said just made sense.
I do too. But it did.
Anyway.
All right. So let's go a little bit lighter, because I feel I mean,
I know, I'm feeling kind of hot.
Right. Like, I'm seriously, like, my blood pressure, I think.
Let's take it down a notch.
Okay, let's do our NPR voices.
Here we go. I went to a book club last night.
Paloma joined a book club, not my book club.
But... I joined a mom's book club. Because I live in Woodland, so it's Woodland and Davis moms.
I just wanted to, like, touch on...
I know, you just wanted to make me feel bad real fast. And you're right. Saved,
2018 edition.
You're right, because how many times did I actually say no to your book club? It wasn't just like, oh, maybe. I actually said no.
I don't know if you ever said it no directly to me, because I don't think I ever directly invited you, because I knew you would say no.
I said no to my sister.
Though. Right. So just to be clear, I never invited you to book club because I knew you wouldn't join.
Okay. You didn't want to get rejected. My sister apparently likes rejection because she asked me several times.
So tell me about your book club, Paloma.
Well, there was only four of us because many people didn't show up. So it was the first book club. Yeah. I'm assuming, and maybe I shouldn't say this because who knows who's listening. I imagine maybe they didn't read the book and they didn't want to show up. For the first one. And actually, and you would be so proud of me. I had like pages marked off on my book for things that I liked and wanted to talk about.
Actually, I don't know if I would be proud of you. I think I would be like,
oh,
she's that kind of person.
Oh, no. So you don't want me in your book club? I had so much more to say about this book.
I would admire that. Because I know you and I know how it would come from you, like you doing that. That it wouldn't be like Rory Gilmore amped up on steroids, and you know, it wouldn't be annoying and precious.
No, it was actually, I wish there was a recording of it. I must have sounded so awkward. I was like, like talking really fast and like trying to find the pages and talk.
What was the book?
Turtles All the Way Down. It's a young adult book, which I don't like young adult books. Or, I mean, that's not my thing, mm-hmm. I should say. So it was hard for me to read it because I didn't really feel like high schoolers in mm-hmm. it. They seemed more like adults that probably knew more about themselves than I do as an almost 40-year-old woman. And the other thing was the main character had obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I've been diagnosed with that for over 20 years mm-hmm. now, and it was just a weird, like,
did you feel like they got it wrong, or the writer got it
wrong?
Also,
no, and that wasn't the reason why I was nervous about it is because I didn't, well, this is funny, I'm about to say this, I didn't want to discuss it with people.
Yeah.
But yet I'm discussing it on a podcast right now.
But just not those people.
Well, I was just really nervous about, like, when they picked that as a book, I was like, oh God, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to have this conversation with these people and not let it come out and then have to talk about things? And it ended up being fine. Mm-hmm. But it was just one of those.
So you're thinking that people didn't show up because they didn't read the book.
Maybe.
Okay.
And so I made a point of saying that I don't care if anybody reads the book.
In my book group, mm-hmm. There's a not almost unspoken rule that there's absolutely no obligation to read the book. And much of the time, we spend more time talking about what TV we're watching.
Oh.
Yeah. So... I will say the last couple of books we've read, I mean, there have been books where we've spent a long time discussing them, but sometimes it'll just be like 10 or 20 minutes, maybe.
Well, okay, so here's the problem with last night's book club. Okay. You ready for this? I think I drank more than everyone else there.
Oh, that's not...
Well, no.
You set the bar.
But I'm the one who said this line, yeah, I can't even imagine what having sex as a teenager is like, no. I said that.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Not with people I don't know that are moms and stuff.
Well, now you know them.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's the beauty of book club. Now you know them. What's the next book?
I think as Plan B, I don't know if there's anything more to it than that. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know anything about this book.
Okay.
So Plan B, as far as I know.
Yeah.
That's our Plan A.
All right.
It's been a busy week. You went to Oregon.
We went to Oregon last week, came back on Monday. It was it's a long drive to Oregon. There's no easy, fast way to get there.
Nope. I-5.
Yeah. No, so we went up 101 around Clear Lake.
Oh, okay.
Which is a pretty drive. We went up because we weren't sure how cold it was up on I-5, and we didn't want to have to worry about chains. So we went up 101, except It's a pretty drive, except it's so windy, and it, when it gets dark, it's just like a 2-lane highway. Ooh, like, yeah, around the lake, and there's no lights, and you have to use your brights a lot if there's not other traffic. And but we only drove up halfway, like, the first night, and stayed in Willits. Yeah, Willits.
Oh, what you talking about, Willits?
Yeah. And then we came home, we went down I-5, but to come home from Brookings, you have to go, like, to Grants Pass to Medford.
Yeah.
Which is also, like, a super twisty, windy, 2-lane, like, highway.
You don't get car sick, do you?
I don't. Okay. No, not really. Very rarely.
I do.
But I think that it was just raining the whole time, and, like, kind of
Was it treacherous or just annoying?
Just or scary. Actually, this time it wasn't treacherous. The last time we made the trip in November, it was treacherous. Like, I was, like, white knuckled. This time it was just kind of annoying. And actually, the worst weather of the entire trip was the last half hour from, like, Woodland to Sacramento. Like, we were both just, it was pouring.
Oh,
pouring down.
When was that?
Monday night?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I must have been...
It was raining so much. I guess it rained, like, for practically 24 hours straight. Like, the gutter on our street was all clogged up. And
Wait. So anyway. Let's back up here a sec.
Okay.
You drove to Woodland. You didn't even, like, consider stopping by. I'm not that far off the freeway.
After 8.5 hours on the road.
Okay. Yeah. Just kidding. It was Monday night.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone.
No. I did not consider.
Oh. Well, okay. So I traveled recently. We went to Grand Canyon for my sister's wedding. And luckily, we got home on the 1st, so we were able to do our other New Year's tradition. Yay. Where we go to Zelda's.
That was so much fun.
It was, except we didn't get salads, and that was not the way
Corey
that goes.
Corey was also talking about the salads last night, the great salad controversy of 2018.
Bobby won't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, that's not how it works there.
For those of you not familiar with the Zelda's, it's like a legendary Sacramento pizza place with, like, I guess some would call it bad service.
It's grumpy service.
I just call it Zelda's.
I know.
And Corey
but you always get what you want.
Yeah, except
they're
for,
just grumpy.
Except for this year, we didn't get our salads.
And we got grumpy people. Like, it's
did
one
we,
or
I
the other.
I didn't really think that they were grumpy.
No, she was she kept saying, you're not next, or I don't know. She was all, your table's not ready.
I think I kind of tuned
but
it
the
out.
Best
I just
thing
kept
was,
drinking out of that pitcher of Bud Light.
My favorite part was, we're in the lobby. Bobby orders our pizzas. Okay, what's the name for the pizzas? Bobby.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Next guy comes up, orders his pizzas. What's your name? Bobby. No, we already have a Bobby.
I mean, she was like, she wasn't even joking or like making, not we already have a Bobby, think of something else.
And then
the look on the guy's face. I was like, I'm totally.
But see, she's a good server. That one is always great. Yeah. She's so grumpy. But this other one, she's
other
grumpy.
One, I don't know if I'd
so
seen
great.
Her before.
No, she's new, and I think she doesn't know you're actually supposed to do your job. You can't just be an asshole.
Yeah,
you
can't
have to
just
work
yourself and be grumpy. You have to be efficient.
Yes.
Because that is the thing. It's like, to me, it's like Zelda's is sort of like a New York grumpiness, where it's just like, I don't have time for you. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just gonna get in and out. Here's your pizza. You know, thank you very much.
Yeah, here's your shit.
Yeah,
go.
No, like, you need to know your order when they're there.
Yes.
They're at the table.
Oh, they have no patience for that.
Zero patience. So
anyway, the Bobby thing was
that was hilarious.
Funny.
I completely forgot about that already.
I know, because it's been a crazy week.
Okay, so back to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, so the Grand Canyon. Well, so the trip starts off. We're in the airport that morning. I'm walking along. All of a sudden, there's all this poop on the floor at the airport.
Wait, the poop on the floor
there's
in the airport?
There's poop on the floor at the airport.
Which airport?
Sacramento Airport.
Holy shit. And it literally
was,
holy shit. Okay.
So I think it was from a kid. Like, it came out of their diaper. Bobby thinks it was...
Okay.
Bobby imagined somebody in a sweatpants shaking
it. Dear listeners, I'm very sorry, but can you describe this poop to me?
Well...
Like nuggets?
Yeah, like nuggets. It resembled something that I've seen from Rosalie's diaper before.
Okay.
Like dry nuggets on the...
So
it did not look like a dog. Solidish.
Okay.
It had a... oh God, I'm just gonna gross everyone out. It had a distinctly human smell.
I was gonna say about 3 minutes ago you already grossed everybody out.
I mean, it was human.
Okay.
I think it came out of a child's diaper. Bobby thinks somebody was wearing sweatpants and just shook it out of their leg.
Oh.
Bobby likes to think up some great
Bobby.
Stuff. I know. Anyway, and then we had to watch somebody. We had to tell somebody, and then somebody had to come clean it up, and it was really terrible.
Oh, my God.
So it starts out our trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I hate flying. I had like 3 Bloody Marys on the way there.
That's
or
fair
something.
Enough.
Shame. Yeah. I don't even know.
I don't even hate flying, and I always have at least 3 Bloody Marys.
I hate flying. And Bobby's like, you have to act like you like it for Rosalie, because it was her first time flying. So I was like, oh, yay. like white knuckled like you. It was, but whatever. We made it. We went to the Grand Canyon, most beautiful place on earth. My sister's wedding, as every wedding, it was just chaos. People trying to, couldn't get into the rooms, couldn't find it. And then at the Grand Canyon, when you're getting married, you purchase a license, right? You're reserved for it's called Point Moran, or I kept calling it Point Moran, but it's Point Moran or something. They don't block it off. You basically have the permit to have your wedding there. So there was tourists like filming her wedding. But beautiful setting. She looked gorgeous.
I'm sure it was lovely.
The reception was really, really fun. It was kind of very rustic because it was the Grand Canyon Thunderbird Lodge.
Oh,
so it was,
cool. Yeah.
It was rustic, but it was so much fun. We had a great time. Everyone danced. And
it sounds like fun.
I kicked off my shoe and it flew into the mother-in-law's plate. I think she liked it.
You think she liked your shoe?
Yeah. Because the next morning I saw her and her husband at breakfast, and they both smiled and were very excited to see me. You know,
it was a genuine smile, not
right. Rachel, you know I'm very charming, come on.
What's that, what were we talking about, gaslighting?
Well, it was really fun. It's that time that Bobby and I spent together traveling. Rosalie was a pro. She's my best travel partner ever.
Awesome.
Bobby and I got in one fight. It was over a towel. Okay. There was a situation with a towel, and he put a towel on the ground for water out of the shower, and I didn't like that. And
you didn't like that?
I'm about to get mad. He used the bath mat for the sopping water coming out of the shower instead of using a spare towel. And so then the bath mat's all like disgusting and destroyed and whatever. So that was our only fight we got in.
That's
it was
pretty good.
Very
That's actually
short.
Pretty good. Only one fight on an entire trip with a child.
Yeah.
For a wedding.
Yeah.
And travel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're fine.
Yeah.
It's one time. And it was the shortest fight ever. It was like, I was like, and he said, and he goes, I don't like how you're treating your family. And so then I was like, oh. I said, you know what? I'm really sorry. And then that was it. So it was just a little nip. Yeah. Anyway, and then Rosalie wants to be a sheriff. Got her sheriff badge. She has cowgirl boots now. She does line dance.
She does.
In front of the TV.
She does what?
Line dancing.
When did this start?
A couple weeks ago.
Huh.
She does line dancing.
Is this like something that they taught her at school?
She likes the show Sheriff Callie. It's about a cat that's a sheriff in Arizona.
Okay.
Oh my God, in Sedona, Arizona? That's the actual most beautiful place
on
Earth.
It is beautiful. I've only been there once, but it was
Me
gorgeous.
Too.
Yeah.
it was great.
It was gorgeous.
So anyway, that was my trip.
I forgot to tell you about the one other thing with my trip. When we drove up there, so we took 101 and it goes through, it's like 101 and eventually you get to, I think you get to one. I can't remember what I don't know. Corey was driving.
You're on a road.
We're on a road, but you go through Eureka. Okay?
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. All I had to say. I know where
so
this is
go
going.
So you go through Eureka. So this is the second half of our drive up there. So we drove up Thursday night, stayed overnight in Willits, got up early for us.
So at 10?
We left Willits at 10.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
And so probably about noon or so, it's like, okay, we're hungry. We need to stop and get something to eat. There's not a lot of options. So we stop in Eureka. There's a Taco Bell there. And we've been there before. We've been there before. And I think I always have the same feeling. But I finally was able to sort of articulate the feeling when we were in there. We go in. It was super crowded. It was raining. So everything was just kind of like this weird like energy inside. It was really crowded. There was one guy working the register and line. And there were some sketchy people.
It's
like
meth capital.
So Corey goes to the bathroom. And that was a whole other ordeal because they have a men's and a women's bathroom and they're single, you know, single use or whatever you call it. And the
wait, single use, you can only
go
can
only
number
use,
one or
you know what I mean? Single stall, oh, single, okay. whatever. So the women's bathroom, it was open. I could just go in, close the door, lock it, blah, blah, blah. The men's bathroom, it was like you had to ask for a key, which I was like, that's kind of weird. So Corey asked for a key and the guy at the register, he's like, you're going to have to wait till I'm done taking care of all these people. And there's this huge line and Corey's like, I just need the key. And he's like, well, I can't give it to you until I've taken all these orders. Corey's like, I just need the key. he's like, yeah, but there's something like the key wasn't right there, so he couldn't leave the register
to go get it.
Okay,
this is just real.
So then the guy behind us is like, oh, why don't you go outside in the bushes and da 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 da. And I was just like, okay, we'll just find some big place after we get our order. We'll just find some place else for you to go pee, you know, in Eureka. And it was just, and finally, I mean, he got the key, but so he goes to the bathroom and I'm sitting there waiting for the order, which took forever. And there's a guy who walks in and there's this full length, like powder blue jumpsuit that almost looks like basically like a prison. And I was just standing there looking around. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, you know, I am like 100% sure that there's at least one serial killer in this Taco Bell.
For sure.
Maybe two.
For sure.
Maybe two. Like, and then we were like, we finally got our order, we're walking to our car, and some other just sketchy ass guy walks by us. And I already made my comment to Corey, and Corey's like, there's another one.
I know. Okay. Bobby and I, actually, the last time we went to Eureka, we vowed never to go back.
We didn't come back that way on the way home, mm-hmm. but if we had, I would have told Corey, no, we are not stopping there again. It is, I don't know. I was like, literally, I'm like, one of these guys is going to take us out.
So did you ever see that movie Saw?
No.
Okay. Well, do you know who Jigsaw is?
Yeah,
the little character with the spinny eyes that rides on the little bike. Mm-hmm. So we were leaving. So we just had this horrendous time in Eureka where everyone's a tweaker. Nothing's going right. Ugh. The town can't function. So we're like, let's get out of this town. We're driving out. The last thing we see is this woman that kind of looked like Joan Jett, but Joan Jett tweaker on a BMX bike, just like, and I was like, Bobby, that's Jigsaw. And that was the last thing we saw. And we've never stopped talking about Jigsaw.
I don't know if I can ever stop in Eureka again. It doesn't help that we've been watching the show called Mindhunter, which is about two guys, two detectives, mm-hmm. or like one's a detective, the other is, I guess he's a detective, but they're trying to understand the mindset of serial killers. So they interview them and they also help on these cases, and it takes place in various cities, but one of the cities, it takes place, like each episode takes place in a different city. They travel from town to town, mm-hmm. to like help with local law enforcement. And part of it takes place in Vacaville. Ooh. And then like two episodes take place in Sacramento.
Oh.
And it's just like, I've had like serial killers just on the brain, mm-hmm. but I am still convinced that FBI, if you have a case that's gone cold in Northern California, somewhere between Sacramento and Oregon, I just highly suggest you go check out that
California.
Taco Bell.
The whole town.
But they put it
under a big tent.
But then
like
when they get
tent.
Hungry, they're going to go to that Taco Bell.
You got me there. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to make Boring Corner snappy tonight.
Okay, sorry. We had to catch up.
I know. This is why we should do this more often.
I know.
It's a Boring Corner.
Okay, Boring Corner.
I got this really good juice at Costco.
Uh-huh.
This naked mango juice. Really good. $8. Right. Highly recommend it.
Okay, how much do you get for $8?
Not very much. But what you get is worth it.
Okay.
The sample people got me, because I never get the samples, but Rosa's like, I don't want that.
Oh, I always get the samples.
I never do. Well, it's always like sausages
or
something.
Well, okay, I don't get those samples. But
so anyway, we took it. We drank it. We're like, we're buying this. And Bobby wasn't with us to tell us no.
Huh.
Then I had the sample at home, a moisturizer. I used it for my trip to Grand Canyon. I used it and I was like, oh my God, my skin feels amazing. I am going to buy this. I'm like, I can't wait. I'm just going to have to tell Bobby I'm spending $100 on this moisturizer. I go to look it up. It's $400. So I told Bobby about it.
Like, so.
Yeah, but I will not be getting it.
What is the moisturizer?
It's Estee Lauder. It's like their Renutriv Diamond
line. Really $400?
$400. I almost am saying it's worth it. But here's my thing. Like, I think that I talked about it enough where now I could buy another moisturizer that was $100, and Bobby'd be like, oh, at least she's not talking about that one
you're
anymore.
Like, I see your strategy. I see your strategy.
Kind of worked out. But then tonight, on my face, I think I told you, there's this big red mark on my face. Yeah. I dug it. There was like a stone in my cheek.
I'm still confused by this.
You never have gotten a little rock
like a
in your face?
Or like a literal stone?
It was like a hard pus ball, so a stone.
Because I get these little tiny cysts on my cheekbones. I think are from my glasses.
Do you pull them out?
No, I have to. I actually put, I've done one of two things. I've had a dermatologist like zap them.
Okay.
And then I've also, you can put like, do like a combination of, and do like a retinol and like a lactic acid type of, like basically you can burn them off with really pleasant. So which speaking of, so the exact opposite of your $400 moisturizer, I recently learned about this skincare product line called The Ordinary.
Interesting.
And it's a cult line from like Canada. Like people are obsessed with it, and Sephora just started selling it. And like the day they started selling it, the entire line sold out on Sephora.
Really? Okay.
So because I couldn't have it, then I became obsessed with it.
Oh, okay, okay.
So then it like got back in stock and I bought like 10 items. But here's the kicker. The most expensive item that they have is like $20.
Really?
Like you
But
can,
is it good?
Well, so I just bought it and I just started using it. But speaking of those little cysts, I'm like, oh, I think the little cysts are smaller now.
Interesting.
So and I had heard about it, like somebody that I, a writer that I follow on Twitter started talking about it and she was obsessed with it and all these people. And then I started, there's like reviews and people like swear by this stuff. Like basically the products range from $4 to $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sold.
Okay. I'm like, and I'm like, for, you know, I basically bought $50 worth. I'm like, that's cheaper than, I'm like, I'll just try it.
That is, that's, how I don't know my math, but what is that of $400?
A very little
a
bit.
A small percentage.
Yeah. Like, very, a very
little. We're not very math minded here.
I'm like, a very little bit. But yeah, I'll, and everything comes in these little vials. It's like little droppers. So it looks all like cute and clinical. So I'm easily impressed.
Okay. And like, when we go downstairs in just a few moments.
Okay.
We're going to take a look. Okay.
Yeah. It's on. They did get restocked on Sephora. Okay. So that, I think that really works for Boring Corner. I'm like, guys, do you really want to know about our skincare?
For me, I'm like, that shouldn't have been Boring Corner. We should have started with that.
I have just one Boring Corner thing before we. So I go back to school on Tuesday.
Oh.
I know. I've been off work for a month, which has been good. And I'm about 75% ready to go back. I actually went back on campus this last week. Because we just changed, I changed like my office and like our journalism lab changed, so I had to go in and kind of do some stuff, and then we had meetings and blah blah blah. But classes start on Tuesday, and when you register for a class, I think at any college, as far as I'm aware, you know, you go online. I think all colleges, the schedules are online, and it tells you what the class is, who the instructor is, what textbooks you need to buy, and when the class meets. And and when the semester starts.
Yeah.
You know, so last week when we were in Oregon, I get an email from somebody. It's like, hi, Professor LeBrock, which first of all, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know why, but I'm like, just call me Rachel. Like, it just feels so weird. But I'm like, okay, respectful.
Ooh, Prof LeBrock.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was like, hi, Professor LeBrock. So I'm in your blog. No, it just said, this is what it said. I'm in your spring 2018 class, and I want to know what day it starts and when it meets.
Oh, my God. And I was like, you're like, you can't go.
I know. I'm like, well, you just failed the entire class.
You're never going to make it.
The entire class. So I had to wait a while to respond to that. I'm like, deep breath. Don't just.
I know.
I'm like.
Don't you hate that? When you have to, like, you really have to wait to respond.
I did.
If you actually do it right when you're thinking of it.
I would have just been like, WTF, you are not ready yet. Go
Lucky
back.
Lucky little shit.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to tell you. Sorry. No. I just remind so in the book club, the name of the book was Turtles All the Way Down. It was about obsessive compulsive disorder, but what I didn't tell you is that the girl that had OCD was also solving a mystery at the same time. I told it to my friend at work and he said, oh, so it's kind of like Nancy Drew with issues. I'm like, yeah.
Awesome,
that's
actually.
That's exactly what it is. Okay.
Just really quickly.
Yeah.
So I liked Nancy Drew when I was like.
I did too.
Just hold on.
No.
I liked Nancy Drew like in the first and second grade. And then after that, I hated her.
Really?
She's too perfect.
Oh, I guess I never read it again to hate her.
Yeah. There was a point where I was just like, everything she does is perfect. And I just can't handle it anymore. And like, so then I graduated to, I used to read these books, Trixie Belden, and she was always getting in trouble and she was always sort of like messy.
And that's warrior speed.
She was always like tripping and like kind of messy, like getting in trouble for being doing something stupid.
Rachel's like, oh yeah, okay.
I'm like, found my tribe.
Fuck you, Nancy.
Pretty much. The Nancy's of the world.
Yeah. I think I only read Nancy like when I first started reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, it just fizzled out because I read Judy Blume and all that.
Oh, of course, Judy Blume.
Crap.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
Did you say everything we needed to say? We should have.
I think so. Okay.
It's a long podcast.
That was a long podcast.
You made it this long.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, boy, you have a long commute.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
I'm done.
All right. Well, okay. I'm almost done. Okay. Good Girls Don't was produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock.
That's us.
Engineered by, I guess, Bobby Jordan and Paloma Jordan.
I'd press some buttons.
Bobby had to come up and fix the mic again.
He did.
Thank you, Bobby.
I swear he got the biggest boner when I asked him. Bobby, can you fix the mics? He's like, oh,
I'll be right up. Catering provided by Dos Coyote in Davis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Child care services. Bobby Jordan and Corey Vick.
Okay, I hear a lot of screaming down there.
Chauffeur. I never give Corey credit that he deserves for the chauffeuring me around.
Thank you, Corey.
Did I ever told you about how he likes to, like, he always is like driving this daisy.
Oh, stop. Come on.
So, anyway, thank you. Chauffeuring services provided by Corey Vick. Booze provided by, is this the Costco boxed wine?
No, this is a Target wine.
Wine. Okay.
Costco. Yeah, it's a little complicated.
And, that's all I got. Hopefully we do this again sooner rather than later.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.